Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Broadcasting live from Radiothon benefiting Prisma Health Children's Hospital upstate. It is my very first time here, and what a scene it is. And folks, you guys here in the upstate have come up large for us in the first hour of this show. Total for the day right now, 44 donations. 44 donations on the day. Very, very excited about that. We want to keep those coming in. We need 20 Miracle Makers by 3 p.m. Today. 20 Miracle Makers. Now, what is a Miracle Maker today? A Miracle Maker means that you're just donating $15 a month. Now, you're listening to the show right now, right? Who among you cannot afford $15 a month? I think we all can afford $15 a month. Isn't that correct? It's the equivalent of one large pizza with two toppings. It's the equivalent of one adult movie ticket, two burritos from Chipotle, or three Starbucks drinks. $15 a month. Instead of 20 Starbucks drinks a month, get 17 and donate $15 a month for the kids. Miracle Makers, donors who donate $15 a month or $180 one time for the entire year. All Miracle Maker donations go toward items that make life easier and happier for families in the hospital. Miracle Maker donations help fund everything from crayons to NICU web cameras. Without you, Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate could not provide the fun that goes along with the best care possible for our patients. The text line sponsor and this hour's sponsor for the Power Hour is Tramlin Mills Law Firm. They're local lawyers helping local people fight insurance companies and employers when they're injured. They help get people fair compensation for injuries they've incurred through no fault of their own, from motor vehicle collisions, dog bites, slip and falls, product liability cases, drunk driving collisions, and work injuries. Partner Trey Mills came to Children's Hospital Upstate when, at the age of 2 months, his very first child needed surgery. The law firm sees injured children every day, so sponsoring Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon was a natural way to give back. We bring in Will Pelagic, who's been filling in admirably for Straight Up with Sturge, as Sturge is recovering very, very nicely. And Will, I know I don't want to speak for you too much, but I think I speak for you when I say this is one of those experiences in our industry that we are blessed to have, and one of those experiences that will stay with us forever.
Beyond blessed, Mark. And the great part, I think, that you and I got to experience earlier today, and I heard you talking about it in the opening hour of your program, is the fact that not only we had a chance to go on the tour, but we got to see some of the families affected positively by their experience here at Prisma Health Children's Hospital upstate. And I think the part of this that we really came away with is just, like you've said before, the hospital does a lot of the contributing when it comes to, you know, the machines and things of that nature, all the health stuff that goes along with trying to get these young kids, young boys and girls, the help that they need. But that little extra mile is what you, the listener, can provide for us with the emergency stuff that we were talking about last hour and this Power Hour. Again, thanks to the folks at Chamberlain Mills. They're going to match dollar for dollar everything until 3 p.m. So if you are a Miracle Maker, that basically doubles from an annual gift of $180, $15 a month. That turns into $360, and it goes on and on. If somebody donates $1,000, that's $2,000. Every dollar this hour until 3 will be matched by the folks at Chamberlain Mills Law Firm. And we again thank them for their sponsorship of the text line here on ESPN Upstate. And you mentioned those webcams, Mark. The one thing that they were telling us about, especially in the NICU, is that those webcams might be the only way that a mother can see their young baby when they're first born, because they're born in this NICU. That's the only environment that they know. And they say that those webcams are helpful to be able to have the mother connect with the young child who is experiencing their treatment here and helps with the breastfeeding and all other kinds of things that that child might need when they're growing up. And it's just so, so beneficial and so much needed to make sure that we provide a positive atmosphere for the children that are in here in this hospital.
Have you donated yet today? $5, $10, $15, $50. We all can give something. Have you done your part today? 1-877-719-KIDS, 1-877-719-5437. Text Radio Cares to 91999 to make a donation. Every dollar pays for programs and services. Every dollar stays local. No child is ever turned away, regardless of their ability to pay. So it's a fantastic, fantastic cause, and we would love for you to be a part of it on the show today. So all that is to say, we have another Miracle Maker moment coming your way in the very next segment, and a lot of sports to get to as well, as we are about at least 50% sports on the show today. A check on the text line, in which you can get to us at 71307. Open the show today by talking about the fact that, my opinion, college football has an NBA problem. The NBA has a college football problem. Golden State made the NBA unwatchable. If you like things like suspense, drama, you knew what was going to happen for many of the last few years. College football right now, do you realize that Clemson's odds of not making the college football playoff are 1-4? What does that mean? That means 4 out of 5 times, 80% of the time, Clemson in a simulation would make the college football playoff this year. There's never been a line like that. So we opened up saying, well, who's next? Who's next to break the monotony of Alabama and Clemson? I mean, we're looking at Rocky Five this year in that matchup, and no one thinks that anyone's going to get in the way of either of these two teams. I opened the show by saying I think Georgia could be a very viable contender. They've tied Alabama in recruiting ranking the last 3 years. I think that's huge. And then you look at, you know, when coaches start to trend downward. Are things starting to slip through the cracks with Nick Saban a little bit? You traditionally see that at the age of 65. Nick Saban is now 67. On that note, we got a text that said Kirby Smart is not hindered by a moral compass. He's got bag men in 11 states at a time when the NCAA is weak as a rule enforcer and they employ a corrupt leader. On the Cam Newton topic, Clay C. texts in, a lot of players don't like Cam Newton. A typical Cam Newton stat line is 17 for 37 with 2 interceptions. Well, that's a typical stat line for a bad game, but those aren't the stats that he had over the course of his career, and he completed 67% of his passes, Will, a year ago.
He did, and you know, honestly, the North Turner addition in Carolina probably benefited him the most because he was able to get a lot of the freedom, I think, that he wasn't under when it came to the previous administration. The injury that he suffered, or at least the shoulder reconstruction that he suffered over the course of the offseason, I think is something that was looked at by many as a setback, but if you talk to people who have watched camp, and I know you were up there as well, they've all seen Cam gripping and ripping it and has a lot of positive reviews. I don't take anything extra out of him not playing, quite honestly. I wouldn't want to see him until week one in September. At the very least, maybe the rest of the dress rehearsal game number 3 of the preseason, but we've come to realize that, and coaches have told me this, they gain more out of the joint practices. They gain more out of the actual practice sessions themselves when they're going good on good versus playing against somewhat of a vanilla scheme with an opposition in a preseason game. And also, there is the risk of also exposing him to injury, which I think nobody wants from that perspective.
Yeah, and Cam Newton, of course, was on the late show with James Corden, in which he said he abstained from sex.
Oh,
for the month of March, he was giving up something. He gave up gambling, gave up meat. In the month of March, he gave up sex for a full month to build mental toughness. Is this a form of mental toughness building that you would subscribe to?
Well, you and I do that, but not by our own desires. That's done for us.
Yes, it's correct. It's correct. That happens to us naturally, right?
Yes. So I can identify with him only from that regard.
From that purpose, I totally agree with you, man. Okay, so Michael Stathakis says, Michael, Cam Newton for the Hall of Fame? No, shaking his head. The real S117 says, when D'Angelo's mom passed, this is interesting, the only person from the Panthers to come to her memorial service was Greg Hardy. Mm-hmm. He got the BS thoughts and prayers from ownership, management, and teammates. Yep. See, I think those kinds of things say a lot. I'm reminded of the movie Draft Day with Kevin Costner when he's about to draft the quarterback and no one came to his birthday party.
Right.
Then he's like, well, why did no one come to this guy's birthday party? So those kinds of things stand out. And we played the D'Angelo Williams audio with you, and it just it sounded a lot like sour grapes to me.
Yeah, man. He's somebody who has kind of fallen out of favor with the organization. And you mentioned his appearance on WFNZ in Charlotte, and just from talking to those guys about it, you know, he's somebody who basically looked at football as a job. He was not, you know, the football as family guy. He wasn't the football as a team kind of guy. He did football for one reason and one reason only. It was the paycheck. And I think as a result, he saw a lot of the more cynical parts of the National Football League as part of his career. And he wasn't a very good locker room guy. And I think that's one of the reasons he didn't stick in Carolina. And you know, what he's saying about Cam, I understand that there are a lot of criticisms about him. But the one thing about Cam Newton is that he is not only the thing about the dirty secret about the National Football League is your quarterback doesn't have to be good, but he has to be good enough for you to not get another one. And Cam Newton is certainly above and beyond that. There are a lot of guys who are below him in that regard that are still good enough for their team to be able to have that quarterback for a while and not have to rebuild. Because if you have to junk your quarterback and rebuild, you're setting your franchise back at least 4 or 5 years.
There's no doubt about that, and I think Cam Newton still has 3, 4, or 5 years left in him.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't have respect for the guy in life that slings mud when he's out the door.
No.
Because that guy is never the guy that confronts somebody when he's on the team, that really gets to the bottom of the problem when he's there, right? And, you know, we all know people like that in our organizations that we've worked in before, the slinging mud guy when he's out the door, when he's been kicked out. I don't have a heck of a lot of respect for that. And I think Cam Newton is extremely motivated. We just, you know, the will is there, in other words. We don't yet know if the way is there, but we're going to find that out as the Panthers get ready for preseason game number one tonight. Against the Chicago Bears.
It is the 12th annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon. We're looking for your donations and Miracle Makers, which is just $15 a month, 50 cents a day. If you have 3 less Starbucks lattes a month,
or 1 less large pizza,
you could be a Miracle Maker this month. 877-719-KIDS. Text Radio Cares, one word, to 91999. And the entire hour, the folks at Trammell & Mills Law Firm matching every donation dollar for dollar until 3. We would like to get 20 Miracle Makers by 3 p.m. as a goal. So if you are somebody who wants to help the kids of the upstate get the most incredible care possible, please consider it in your heart to be a part of our Radiothon here with Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate. And all the money, Mark, stays right here in the upstate.
Stays right here locally. No child is ever turned away here. Over 500,000 kids were treated last year. Coming your way next, our next miracle moment. It's the story of the Noblet family that is coming your way next. Right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, live from the 12th annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon, ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up in our next segment, you've heard some big-time interviews on this show. You've heard Randy Cross. You've heard Dick Vermeil. You've heard Tim Brown on this show. Rick Barry, NBA Hall of Famer on this show. But none more special than Riley Fincher Foster and her family. She's 10 years old, and she'll be joining us in the very next segment. Riley, who you heard her miracle maker moment in the first hour of the program today, has type 1 diabetes, one of the most life-invasive diseases a child and family can face. She has to insert a glucose monitor into her skin every 10 days. Can you imagine that? And while she once had to tolerate about 100 finger pricks a year every week to test her blood sugar, now Riley has an arm monitor that is continuously updating her blood sugar for her. And she is adorable, and she will be joining us next. And a lot of your donations here on the show go to the fun for these kids. The hospital funds a lot of the medical stuff, but the fun for the kids. Like, think about your kid being in a hospital. You want to try to provide as normal a life, as normal an existence as you possibly can. I learned today that there are teachers in hospitals so that kids don't fall behind in grade school. I've never seen that before. They've got a full-time teacher on staff here teaching the kids what they need to learn to stay with their current grade level. And so really, Prisma Health Children's Hospital here in the Upstate does a fantastic job, but they can only do that with your help. As we were walking around, Will, as we were getting our tour today, I was taken by the fact that just about every fun thing that we saw, we were told, was a philanthropic effort. Came from donations, came from people just like you. And so we're asking you guys here today, can you give $5 for us today? Can you give $15 for us today? Can you give $20 for today? Because there's no better cause than for the kids. 1-877-719-5437. 1-877-719-KIDS. Text Radio Cares, one word, to 91999.
We already have five Miracle Makers this hour, and those Miracle Maker donations this hour are being matched by the fine folks at Trammell and Mills Law Firm. So every dollar donated this hour by you, our ESPN Upstate listeners, is matched by those folks. And we need 15 more to reach our Power Hour goal. We already have five in. We thank you so much for being a part of that. 15 more. It's not that much money when you think about it and break it down. Just $15 a month makes you a Miracle Maker. That's three less Starbucks drinks a month. That's one less pizza a month. You make yourself not only a sacrifice, but also a complete donation and a contributor to the peace of mind of these children in the Upstate that need your help the most. And it's really become a fun, fun atmosphere for kids here who need that help the most. And it's scientifically proven, Mark. You know, the smile on the face, the positive attitude, that is what helps these kids be able to graduate from here and be a part of a normal life, which is great.
There's such a positive vibe in this place, but the positive vibe exists largely from your contributions. Your contributions over the last 12 years have enabled us to have the Entercom Greenville playroom here inside the hospital. It's beautiful. There's a sunroof up at the top. There's a huge fish tank. There's toys inside. I mean, think about if you're a kid in this hospital, how much you want to go to that playroom whenever your treatments are done for the day. To me, and even at 42, I gravitated toward the playroom that featured the Papa Shot and the Wii and the pool tables. And, all of those things that your money provides for these kids, that's what today is all about. And again, in our very next segment, you're going to hear from Riley Fincher Foster, age 10, and a little bit about her inspirational story. Whatever you can give, please do. A check on Twitter where Silver Fox, South Carolina, says, please don't get on the cam convo. Why? Why, Silver? Not interested in the cam convo or strong opinion one way or another. Neil Pappas says, what you guys are doing for the kids is incredible. I love this stuff. My wife and I sponsor 3 to 5 kids every year, and the feeling you get from that is special. I challenge all fans of every team to donate. Today, I'm a Clemson and Carolina fan. Are you guys willing to go that far? Are you willing to go as far as to say that we lose sight of the colors today? You know, that garnet and black and purple and orange are blurred on this glorious day and tomorrow, as we are here for 2 days for the 12th annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon. Are you willing to do that for us today? Would be a great thing indeed.
This goes beyond the garnet and black versus the orange and regalia. This is, we are all Carolinians. We are all people in this state. And the one thing they were telling us too, Mark, is that this hospital right here in our upstate is basically the highest classification for neonatal care and pediatric care in the state. And the only ones that are close in geographic nature are Charlotte and Atlanta. And as somebody who has made that drive from Charlotte to Atlanta through Greenville a couple of times over the last month, the fact that we have one of these type of facilities in our state should make you as a South Carolinian proud, and proud to the point where your money can not only help the fund the kids who will need this care the most in South Carolina to help them get better.
All right, let's get to some quick sports here, and I want to do that. It's the show's about 50% sports today, and no ring, no national championship ring for Kelly Bryant. Dabo Swinney speaking on this finally. We were a little bit ahead of the curve here, Will. We were talking about this. This was a big topic on the show a week ago. Today I see it on the front page of ESPN.com. Mm-hmm. It seems to be newsworthy that Kelly Bryant did not get a ring from Dabo Swinney. Did Dabo make the right call or the wrong call?
I think he made the wrong call, because what's the harm of him getting a ring? I think the only way, and I'm surprised by this from a Dabo Swinney perspective, because Dabo is usually somebody who does the right thing, even if it might not necessarily be morally correct in his mind, because I know his morals, he holds them in a high esteem. What harm is there giving him a ring? I think there's only harm, and you only get blowback if, say, he does not get a ring. I don't think anybody was going to be angry about the fact that Kelly Bryant, who not only contributed to 4 games a year ago, was maybe the main reason that they won that game at Texas A&M a year ago, a game that they only won by 2 points, not to mention the fact that he sat behind Deshaun Watson for three years, really, and then also basically got himself onto the field as a result of Deshaun's graduation, played that entire regular season, won an ACC championship, and his teammates around him didn't necessarily help him to a victory 2 years ago against Alabama in the semifinal. 24-7. In the semifinal, a game that I was at, and people like to blame that game on Kelly Bryant. Look, he was far from the only blameworthy person in that football game. I think for his contributions as somebody who was a graduate of Clemson and somebody who, of course, was part of that 4-game stretch at the beginning of the season as a starting quarterback, I think he deserves a ring. And I think because of the fact that he did not get one, it is more of a story than if he would have gotten one.
You know, generally speaking, Will, I'm not a fan of the Lifetime Achievement Award. I don't like it when we grandfather older players into All-Star games, even though their current play doesn't merit it. I'm not a fan of that. And this is kind of a Lifetime Achievement Award for Kelly Bryant. In this case, look, you know, we're paid to have strong opinions, and in this case, I truly can see both sides. But I'll side with you, Will. I probably would give Kelly Bryant a ring.
Where's the harm?
Because of everything he did to keep the program afloat between Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence. He did a lot there. He also has 6 top 25 wins mm-hmm. during his tenure at Clemson, which is more than any quarterback at any other school during that time. So you think about what he did, instead of Clemson having to go through 2 rebuilding seasons, he completely bridged that gap. You went to the college football playoff the year that he was a starter, and yeah, he's limited as a passer, and yeah, Dabo Swinney clearly felt, I can't beat Alabama with this guy. But I think he was a major part of that team, and I think the answer for you is when you see 12 teammates travel 8 hours to go watch his spring game at Missouri, that guy's a part of that team. He deserved a ring. And what do you guys think? Are we wrong?
He's a quitter.
1-844-477-3776.
No.
Lonzo says he's a quitter.
That's not true.
You guys are crazy. He could have stayed with the team. He could have waited it out and sat on the bench, even though, I mean, it sucks getting supplanted by someone. It does. It definitely does when you feel like that you have done your time and it's your turn and you've done well when you're in there. But he quit. He did not have to quit. He quit. When you quit, you don't deserve a ring.
He made a business decision, Lonzo.
And that business decision, a good decision. decision by him, probably. We'll see with what he does with the upcoming season. But why have sour grapes? I don't know why this is a story. He doesn't deserve a ring. He quit.
As somebody, and again, I know that...
In a vacuum, I agree with what Lonzo's saying, but I think there's more to the story.
And as somebody who saw him in his first camp competing for the starting job with Hunter Johnson and Zarek Cooper, that wasn't necessarily a position that was given to him at the outset. He had to win a quarterback competition twice in fall camp in order to make things happen. It's funny how he wins an ACC championship as a redshirt junior or redshirt senior, depending on how you look at him graduate-wise, as far as that goes. He had to win that job after even winning an ACC championship away from Trevor Lawrence. So I think this is a guy who has been unfairly, in my opinion, chastised. And because of that, I do think that people see his play in the game against Alabama the first time around as standing out more than the other games he played. He played a lot of great football for Clemson, including that A&M game that I referenced. And because of that, I do believe that he deserves a ring.
I would give him a ring as well for what he did for the program, for the contributions, for the sacrifices that he made for the program. You cannot argue that he was not on the team that won the national championship. You can't argue that at all. But because of the contributions that he made over a 3+ year period of time, Kelly Bryant gets a ring for me, and Lonzo sounds like the grumpy old man.
Yes.
It is what it is. All right. Coming up next, the very inspirational story of Riley Fincher Foster. Her family's here. Riley's here. We can't wait to meet her. I'm so excited about this. It's coming your way next on the 12th annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon. Will you donate for the kids for us today? 1-877-719-5437. That's 1-877-719-KIDS. Text Radio Cares, one word, Radio Cares, to 91999. The superstar of the day, Riley Fincher Foster, joins us next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live at the 12th annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon. And the highlight of the day for me, I have been reading this story, your story, for the last 10 days, and I couldn't wait to sit down with you. We are joined right now by the celebrity of the day. She's a superstar in our midst. Riley Fincher Foster, age 10, is joining us right now on Offsides with Mark Ryan. Riley, you are adorable. It is awesome to have you here with us. How are you?
I'm good so much. I'm really good. How are
you? You're good so much. Me too. This is tremendous. And your wonderful mom, Courtney, is here with you today. Courtney, thanks so much for making the time for us, and it's great to have you on.
Yes, thanks for having us.
And, of course, we're here today to raise money for the kids, and a lot of the fun stuff that you see in the hospital is provided for by our donors here today that are making their donations. They're becoming miracle makers for $15 a month. And a lot of the fun things, the Wii system that they have, the Papa Shot basketball, the playrooms, a lot of those provided by our donors. What does it mean to you, Riley, when you hear that people are donating to the kids here at Prisma Health Children's Hospital?
Well, it makes me so happy, and my heart just gets bigger and bigger every time I hear that somebody's donating money so that children can have fun in the hospital.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it's about. So, Riley, can I hear a little bit more about your story and how you came to be a patient here?
Yes. Well, I was born 9 weeks early, and I was a NICU baby. And when I was 4 years old, I was diagnosed with an incurable disease called type 1 diabetes.
How much did the stuff that we talk about, whether it was the game room and things of that nature, how does that help you keep the attitude that you need to have in order to get past what you were going through?
Well, it takes my mind off of the things that are happening in my body that are scary, because I could be low any minute, and I could not wake up the next morning, and any minute now I could just pass out and I could die. And it's scary, really scary.
But yet you're here, yes. And you have a smile on your face. And I think I'm of the belief that through every challenge that we have in life, there's an opportunity, right?
Yes.
I firmly believe that. And I think the opportunity that you have, Riley, that maybe some of us don't realize, is truly an appreciation for every moment of your life, right?
Yes.
Because the reality is, for all of us, life is a pretty short deal, right? For all of us here, right? It's a pretty short deal, but I think you have an appreciation for that. Talk about, if you would, for me, your appreciation for what you have here.
Well, I'm just so happy that there are so many people who donate the money and the time to help the children, like, not think about what's happening in their bodies and what's happening in their life.
What was your favorite part of just that, the fun part? Like, was it the game room? Was it the fish? I know a lot of people love those, and I know we saw earlier too the decorating of the tiles, a lot of different
yes.
things around here. What were some of your things that your favorite thing that just took your mind off of the bad stuff?
It was probably mostly the doctors and the nurses and the fish.
You love the fish.
The fish were my favorite because I love animals. I'm an animal person.
Did you have a favorite fish in the fish tank?
Because
I know there was a lot of them look like the Finding Nemo fish that
yes.
we talk about.
There was also one that looked like Dory when I was here, and so that one was my favorite.
Oh, that's so
What's
sweet.
What's your favorite animal, Riley?
That's hard. I love all animals.
Yeah?
But right now it's cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs.
Do you have any pets of your own?
Yes, I have a dog and a lot of cats.
Oh, my.
A lot of cats.
Yes.
What are the names of your cats?
Well, we have two kittens that we rescued.
Fantastic.
Olaf and Anna.
Mm. Olaf.
Yes. And then we have four kittens outside in our garage who are Flotsam, Jetsam, Oscar, and Garfield.
Wow.
Now, which cat would be most likely to bite me?
That would probably be Jennifer.
Jennifer? Jennifer is always such a sweet soul. How did this happen?
Well, he is always just a little bit territorial because we have another male around.
Oh, okay. I got you. Is he cool with his name being Jennifer?
Yes.
He is?
Well,
okay.
I think so, at least.
Okay.
We're hearing from Riley Pincher-Foster. Her mom, Courtney, of course, is here as well. And Courtney, just from the standpoint of why we're here today, again, you've seen this firsthand as far as what the money that we help raise helps kids like yours go through this. And I know that it means a lot to you to see all the help that comes from the folks of the upstate.
Definitely. It's so much more than just a hospital and a diagnosis when you're here at the Children's Hospital. It's a family that comes alongside you and, you know, helps you get through the toughest times in your life and stays there to support you even after, you know, those go away. So it's giving her a chance to just be a kid and have fun, and for the hospital to not be a place of fear. It's a place that she actually gets excited to go. She loves to come and help with Radiothon, and she loves to check on her doctors and see them.
And I'm sure seeing the smile on her face, you know, we talk about how much this helps the kids, but seeing a smile on her face, I'm sure it did a lot for your own peace of mind.
Yeah, when you're a terrified parent and you're worried about your child, and then you see them giggling and laughing and playing a game with, you know, the child life specialist, or have the dogs come in and cheer them up, it just means everything.
I love the dogs. Like,
yes.
the one dog we saw coming around, Mark, with
King.
The Lion
yeah.
King, that yeah. was so much fun.
Really, really cool stuff. So, Riley, I hear that you love performing in plays and musicals. Riley,
yes.
I'd love to tell you, I went to college on a music scholarship. I play trombone.
Cool.
Yes. Do you know trombone? Are you familiar with
yes.
the trombone? It has the slide.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds a lot like that, right?
Yes.
Now, and I was in the marching band, and we got to take a lot of fun trips. Does that sound like something you might like to do someday?
Yes.
Yeah? So tell me about your love for plays and musicals and what you plan to do with that passion.
Well, in September, I'm going to be producing a show called Music for Miracles. All of the fundraising will go to the hospital to help
wow.
support things like Camp Buddy and the fish and the game room and all of those fun things.
You tooted your own horn. No pun intended. I was a musical guy when I did musicals in high school, so I can totally identify with that. Have you been in any plays or musicals before?
Yes. I'm going to be playing Matilda in Matilda in October, so rehearsals start on Monday.
She's been in over 25 different performances.
What was your favorite that you've been in?
That would probably be The Little Mermaid at the Yacht Center, where they'll be doing Matilda.
Wow. What part did you play? Were you Ariel?
No, I was Flounder.
Oh, you were Flounder?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's phenomenal.
Probably would have needed a wig for Ariel because of the red hair.
Yeah. What's your favorite Disney movie?
That would probably be... that's hard. Ooh, there's so many good ones. But my
Beauty and the
favorite...
Beast.
I just saw The Lion King out again. Have you guys seen that yet?
Yes.
What'd you think?
It was really good. I loved it.
I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Yes.
I thought it felt so real. Can you believe what they can do with animation right now, where it looks like you're looking at the real animals walking around? It truly is amazing. Courtney, Riley's mom, is joining us here as well today. And certainly this is it's a place, as great as they make this place, every kid would rather be home.
Absolutely.
So Courtney, can you speak to what the donations do in terms of helping this place feel more like a home for kids that don't get to go home very often?
Yeah, I mean, they provide these amazing playrooms that are just filled with all types of, you know, fun things for the kids to do. They come in and do arts and crafts in the room with you. They have iPads. I mean, they make it feel like home. And the people are just so warm and kind that it really, I mean, if you have to be in a hospital, this is definitely the one.
And I know every parent has a special admiration for their child, but, I mean, to see what she's gone through, having to basically go through 100 finger pricks a year, or every week rather, to test the blood sugar, I'm sure this place and the stuff inside of it help provide the strength and courage for her to be able to tolerate that and handle it with an incredible amount of grace.
It absolutely does. And they've always encouraged us and her to be, you know, that she can still do anything that she wants to do. They will help us find a way to do that and come alongside us to support that. You know, she gets to be a kid first. You know, she's not her disease. She just has it.
You guys have such an amazing story. Do you even have a feel, Riley, for how much you're an inspiration to all the people listening? Thousands of people throughout the upstate are listening to you right now. Okay? They're listening to you right now. Thousands upon thousands of people are hearing what you say. Okay? And everyone listening is pulling for you and supporting you. And we're all giving you big hugs, and we want to see you absolutely get to pursue your dreams. And I think that's going to happen for you. Okay. Now, if you have your dream job 10 years from now, okay? That would mean you're 20, right? Mm-hmm. If you're achieving your dream at 20, what are you doing?
I want to be a Broadway actress, whether that's going on a tour and going around to different states and countries and all that fun stuff, or being on Broadway in New York.
That's what my sister does. So she, that, I can totally identify. I see a lot of her in Riley. It's fantastic.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Do you know that my family is friends with the actor Seth Rogen?
Okay.
He met his wife, who was my next door neighbor, when she was attending Juilliard in New York.
Wow.
And he knows that she loves him for who he is because she met him before he became famous, right?
Wow.
And so we've had Thanksgiving dinner with them. And I think you're going to be that celebrity that everybody wants to have Thanksgiving dinner with.
So basically what we're saying is we knew you before you were famous.
That's exactly right.
We want to get an invite to Thanksgiving dinner before you become famous because we think we're going
to
do
that. We want tickets to the Broadway play, and I want you not to forget the little people, okay, like myself and Will, all right? Please don't forget about us, all right?
I definitely won't.
Because we won't forget about you. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for being here. We're keeping you all in our prayers, okay, as we move forward, and good health moving forward. And thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Coming your way next. No team needs a player more than this team needs this player. The problem is I don't think they're going to have him anytime soon. We're live at the 12th annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon. Mark Ryan, Will Pelagic, right here on ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's get right to it. And John has been hanging patiently, wants to get to us on our Kelly Bryan takes. Something tells me he's not with us here, Will. Let's see. John, you're live with us here at the 12th annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark. First of all, I want to say that the Children's Hospital is an amazing place.
Yes.
When I was 15, I had a traumatic brain injury, and they saved my life. So
it definitely holds
a special place in my heart.
I'm so glad you're still with us, John.
So am I. Thank you, Mark. So, second, I absolutely love your show. I listen to it every day.
It means so much to me, man. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So as far as Kelly Bryant getting a ring, I don't think he should, and here's why. So I agree with you that he was a big part of keeping the Clemson program together in the transitional phase between Watson and Lawrence. However, and I also think it's great that all those guys went to see him in that game. However, he left the team after he was told that he would no longer be the starting quarterback. He left the team in time to be eligible for another season. And I feel like he kind of threw a little pity party because Dabo Swinney came in and said, look, Lawrence is a better quarterback than you, and we're going to start him, and you'll be second string.
We got to cut the call right here, John. We're going to address everything you said. The top three at three, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill, is coming your way next. Live from the 12th annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon, you're Offsides with Mark Ryan and Will Pelagic here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.